Something is rotten. In today's life, there are a lot of bad groups or bad people in this world. A couple examples are groups like ISIS or people like Osama bin Laden. They do some very bad things in this world that are so sad, but not every ruler group is like that in our world. In the Old Testament, it was different. Israel had one bad king after another. Between Israel and Judah, there were two good kings. That's it, two good kings. The rest of the kings worshipped idols and murdered people. It was chaos. But the people chose to worship Baal and Asherah instead of the real God. But then God sent Elijah and his prophet to come and tell them about the one true God. When Elijah came, a king called Ahab was ruling. He was one of the bad kings, and him and his wife and all of Israel worshipped Baal and Asherah. Elijah came and faced Ahab and all of his prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah said that whoever's altar burned up, their God would be the real God. In the end, Elijah's altar burned up. But then, even after seeing God's miracle, the people still worshipped Baal. So Elijah came back to the people and asked, "Why do you waver between two gods? Pick one of them." But the people were silent because they knew they had sinned and done wrong. What I learned from this lesson is that God chose to put Elijah in that place on that mountain for a reason. He put him there because God wanted to use him to prove to the people that he was more powerful than any other fake gods. I also learned that God will put us in different situations depending on what our talents are, because he wants us to make a difference in his kingdom and to get more believers for him. I chose this visual because Adalingua is the Spanish program that I take. It represents that since I can speak Spanish really well, I think that God is going to use that talent to make a change in this world and to get some more non-believers to come to Christ. I really enjoyed this lesson because it taught me that we have to be willing to listen to God, and we have to be ready because he will use our talents to his glory.